Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, joining me live over the phone today is Jennifer Recupero. Jennifer is the partnership manager for the Friends of the Bridger Teton National Forest and the Outdoor Discovery Day taking place this Saturday at Triangle Park in Kemmer. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks so much. Howdy, team.
Hey, thank you for joining us. We have the big Outdoor Discovery Day, fourth annual Outdoor Discovery Day. Before we get into that, Jennifer, this is the first time I've had someone on from the Friends of the Bridger Teton, so maybe give us some background on that organization and group, and what do you guys do? What is the Friends of the Bridger Teton?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. So we are 6 years old. We are a nonprofit 501c3. And we were created to support the 3.4 million acres of the Bridger Teton National Forest. So we work with our partner, the U.S. Forest Service, and other partners that also support the beautiful resource that is the Bridger Teton to just fill gaps, create complements, and come together to collaborate our resources to get more done and protect this beautiful area.
Well, you guys are certainly involved, very, very hands-on, I've seen. Maybe give us an example or two of some recent projects that you've been involved with.
Absolutely. We've been very lucky to continue to have our flagship program, which is the Ambassadors for Responsible Recreation, where we create positions in dispersed and developed campgrounds, as well as wildlife ambassadors to support these areas in terms of pumping and cleaning all the vault toilets on the forest, as well as creating Recreate Responsibly messaging in the fields for locals and visitors to continue to honor those that respect and appreciate this area and continue to keep it well for many generations to come. And we were really honored this year to bring on five ex-U.S. Forest Service summer seasonal rec staff to come back onto the forest under Friends of the Bridger Teton to sort of support what might have been a more difficult year for those departments. These five badass women were able to go out there and do what clearing of logs on trails, down trees, fire prevention, and other recreation-related issues such as park areas and things of that sort. So we're really honored to just be an assistant and a friend to everyone right now.
Jennifer Recupero with the Friends of the Bridger Teton National Forest. Well, of course, this Saturday is the fourth annual Outdoor Discovery Day with the Bridger Teton, Friends of the Bridger Teton, also the Fossil Basin Promotion Board partnering with you guys. Tell us what's going on this Saturday at Triangle Park.
Yeah, so this Saturday, September 13th, 10 to 2, in Kemmer, we're really honored to have this continued idea that was founded in 2021 by Adam Calkins, the Kemmer U.S. Forest Service District Ranger, to continue to create a free and fun educational event for adults and children. This event will take place in Triangle Park, and we'll have multiple booths set up where there'll be activities to participate in, the Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, Wyoming Game and Fish, University of Wyoming, Cougar Fund, Wyoming Untrapped, Sporting Lead Free. I mean, Wyoming Outdoor Recreation, Ample, University of Wyoming. I mean, boy, I tell you, we're so excited. This is going to be the most booths we've had since the founding, and it wouldn't be possible without our partners like Kemmer Operations, Fossil Fuel Coffee Company, Kemmer Rotary, the Promotion Board, and the Town of Kemmer. So we keep it free and fun with their help. This is something where we also provide free food and refreshments and lots of fun Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl swag. Give a hoot, don't pollute, and only you can prevent wildfires. So the educational importance of this event is large, and one that might not have been possible this year without the extra support from others, including the Town of Kemmer. So we're really honored to keep this free event going on and just really create the opportunity for everyone to learn again more and more about the outdoors.
You know, Jennifer, one thing I really love about this event is it's perfect for everybody of every age. This is so great for kids to go and get kind of hands-on and and learn about the outdoors and how to take care of it and that kind of thing. Learn how it all works, really. But then for even adults to come and have conversations with, as you said, members of the Bridger Teton, members of the Game and Fish, and different the people that actually run these public lands. It's a really good opportunity for both.
Yeah, we're excited to keep it a casual conversation that remains fun and informative for everyone. I mean, last year we had 300 participants come through, which was a stellar year. We're looking ahead and we're seeing even more interest this year coming through. So the benefits of that is that this creates a safe space for all of us to come to a common ground and really ask the questions and get to know each other to realize we can all come together and support the outdoors safely.
Well, and you said there's free food. So, I mean, what else do you need?
Absolutely. I mean, we're so honored. Like I said, this is one of our favorite events we get to support the U.S. Forest Service with and our other partners. So it's please come on by, adults and children, families, visitors, locals, and just enjoy a good time with good people.
That's Jennifer Cupero, Partnership Manager for the Friends of the Bridger Teton National Forest in the 4th Annual Outdoor Discovery Day this Saturday at Triangle Park in Kemmer from 10 to 2. Jennifer, thank you for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to touch on today?
No, just really support you all, and thank you so much for all the good love. We love the Spur 105.3, baby.
That's right. All day, every day. That's Jennifer Cupero this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with SVI Radio.